Good morning, Masech Menach, Daf Tzadik Gimel. And we're starting in the bottom here of Daf Tzadik Bet. Right, so we got up to this Braita. We said maybe there were Kal Vachomers that we could, should bring to Smicha. For a couple of other Korbanot, we said Bechor and Maser and Pesach. Right, and the Gemara brought all reasons why we would think that there was a Kal Vachomer, and therefore we had this Talmud Lomar Korbano was mentioned three times. So Gemara says, Ikra Mifrach. Right, we can refute all these kavachomers. Look at Rashi at the bottom. Make all the answers. Why do we need this pasuk? The Lord, we didn't buy smicha. We shouldn't need smicha. Ikra mivrach. Ma leshlamim shechein taon nesachim. Ma sheen ken behenech the matinu b'shmaitin de'el. We already learned reasons why we shouldn't do it. Right. So why do we need these psukim? Bottom line. Ella, which says cry lami. So why do we have to have a pasuk? And it says korbano. So it says no. The reason the pasuk is korbano velo korban chaveru. Right, so we got a pasuk here, korban, his korban, lo korban chaveiro. The look at the kitva yad Rashi at the bottom. The lo bai smicha b'shel chaveiro. Let's talk about shlichut. There's no smicha, no shlichut in smicha. Right, it's amazing because we've said before that shaliach ke moto, right? And we've seen that you can even marry somebody with a shaliach. Mm-hmm. So it's quite crazy that you can't do smicha with a shaliach. Right. Yeah, there's a limit for that. Lo chaveiro. Right? Ve korbano ve lo korbano ved kochavim. Okay, that seems to be pashut. Right? Not a goy's korban, because it's korbano. Right? Korbano lirabot kol ba'alei korban nesmicha. So he has a special chidush. Because we just learned already that you can't have shlichut with a korban, with a smicha. But now that we have got a limud, and if there are plenty of you or a shutfut, if you partners in a korban, so then only one person has to do smicha. Look at Rashi here. Kol balei korban. She'im haya lahem b'shutfut. Korban echad. Somech alav velo mitchai ve'lismoch kulam. Okay, so you can rely on the one guy. So there is, it's not really a shlichut because it's his own korban. So he is representing all the partners. But if he never had an ownership in a korban, this goes back to the discussion we had yesterday. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon said that you have to have shaykhs, you have to have shut ownership in a korban to do smicha, you have to be balim. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And that was a machlok. Rabbi Yehuda said that the kohen is in that korban. He has got balut. What do you say?
And the note says that if five people join to purchase a sacrifice, each one must perform smicha. It is not sufficient for one to perform smicha for all the others. The emendations in brackets in our printed version, that's Rashi and Shita Mikubetzet. And it says, the emendations in brackets in a printed version of Rashi manuscript are obviously incorrect.
I don't know. Rashi manuscript alone. Who's he quoting there?
Art scroll.
He's not the art scroll.
That's the highest authority.
No, I'm serious. So what grounds is he saying that? I mean, I'm not arguing, but I'm saying, we're learning Gemara Rashi here. I mean, I'm happy to... So I don't understand what he's saying. Rashi said, look, if you look at the Kitvayad Rashi, he's got it in brackets. He says there, Kol Balei Korban She'im, and there's square brackets here. Haya lahem b'shutfut. Now the Masorah is that round brackets we don't read, square brackets we do read. So I'm arguing what he's saying. The regular Rashi says, Ve'lo ha'bechor, isn't it ekedamik mifrach? Ve'lo korban chaveiro, ve'lo korban oved kochavim. So on the regular Rashi, he says, "Mi sheyesh lo chelik b'korban, he can do smich on that korban." Hagod abach the gimel there. Kol bale v'chule alav asach the v'charkach mishu v'adin amar le Rabbi Lechan ibcha. Seems to be, I don't know where they get it from. Is it they got no makor for it? They don't have a source for it.
Rashi and Shita Mikubetzet.
See Rashi, manuscript
edition.
Below, that's our version.
Elon
then
edition.
The dashing brackets in our printed version of Rashi manuscript, obviously incorrect, also Rashi manuscript below 94a. 95 would Rashi in Shlima Kubetzet, Elon edition, and to Archim, and to Truma of Chagiga. Okay, well, I don't know, look, you know, I like to look at everything on the daf. There's nothing here that I've seen on the daf that says that, but they're quoting other Gemaras.
In
look here, if you look at the Rashi in the Tosfot, and actually I've marked this here. If you look at the Rashi, in the Rashi, the Rabot Kol Bale Korban Esmicha Leitle. We're going to get that to, we're going to get to it just now. But you want to look at it now for a second. You see the Tosfot there on the left there? Rabot Kol Bale Korban. Tosfot. You see that? So he says there, Rabot Kol Bale Korban Esmicha Leitle. We're going to see, you know what? Let's just get to that in a second, and then maybe we'll come back and see if that. But even there it says, Perish Bekuntras, Echad Somechal Yireh Kulan. And if you look at that Lamedig, is it Lamedig in the Tosfot? There's a reference to Mishra Shas Lamed. That Lamed says, Pirush Rashi Beresh Erchin, Ulakaman Begmara Resh Daf Tzadik Dalet. Which I think is actually what they're referring to over here in their notes over here. And Arachim 2a, which is here, Vechen Erchin, Beresh Erchin, the beginning of Erchin, which is 2a makes sense, the beginning of Erchin. Ulakaman Begmara, and later on Agamora on Tzadik Dalet. And did I quote that over there? Erchin? Yeah, 94a. So there's a reference in this Rashi over here, so we'll get there. Let's maybe look in a second. But at the moment, as we've learned Pshat until now, at least as I see in the Gemara, Kol Korban Bala Korban, and the Rambam is La Halocha, yeah, Kol Bala Korban Smicha. Give me a Rambam there, English Halocha there. What does Rambam say? What's Halocha say there? Nothing.
The Hebrew one says here, Rabot Kol Bala Korban Smicha, Shnei Shehibir Shlamim.
Oh, that says Shneihem Somchim Alav. That's what Robert's saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying over here that one of them, Kol Bale Korban L'smicha. Ah, maybe I read wrong. Maybe Kol, but Rashi seems to say over here, Korban, Kol Bale Korban, Sheim Haya Alahem Meshut V'Korban Echad, Somech Alav, V'lo Mitchav V'Dismoch Kulam. So the Rambam here, the Rambam here is saying that all of them do smicha.
Yeah, as well.
Okay, we're gonna get.
Bring it here.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Bet. This is the bet. This is the halacha over here. Maimonides Sham Perik Tet Halacha Tet Vav.
Shlaim's up in later on when you say Rabot Balei.
Okay, so we'll get to this now. But at the moment, Rashi is telling us that one person can do smicha, and we don't need them all. Look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. Just 1 second, Rabbeinu Gershom. Yeah, the Tlat the Rabot Kol Balei Korban. Kol sheyesh lahen chelik l'smicha. So Rabbeinu Gershom is saying anybody who's got a chelik in it, asmicha.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're picking up a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But no, it's not shlichut. Shlichut, because every balim. That's the machloket of here. The way that Rashi explains it is that the one person can do it and help everybody.
He's a shlich for the other.
No, but he's still got ba. He still has to be an owner.
He's still a shlich for the
but
other.
He has to be an owner. That's what I mentioned. He can't just be a shaliach. On behalf of anybody else.
Give a shliach a small percent, and then it'll be.
He's not a shliach anymore. He's a partner.
Exactly.
That's the difference between shlichut and partnership. We're seeing that partnership exists. Shlichut doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But what Robert read out there is that shlichut doesn't even exist in partnership. That's the subtle difference between the two explanations. Is that the one explanation says that partnership that ownership can exist on behalf of the other partners. Shlichut can be on behalf of other partners. Where according to that, he's explaining it here is. That even there doesn't exist. Each one has to do smicha themselves. It's quite a difference. Okay, shkoch. What? Yoresh is something else. Yoresh is not a problem. Yoresh is a Yoresh. The father's gone. Okay. Tani Rami Chani. Okay. So now, Yoresh Somech. Here we go into Yoresh. Yeah, we're Ella. That's the next question. Okay. Hayoresh Somech. Get back to the mission now. Tani Rami Chani Nakame Derava. So he says, Avia, Yoresh Eno Somech. And Yoresh Eno Meimar. Just by the way, I asked Rabbi Baruch yesterday, what he said. Like, he said, obviously, we actually explained it this way at the very beginning when we spoke about it, but I don't think any of us thought it was a good enough answer. And he said, we're not talking about a guy who knows that Tmura is Asu. God thinks that he can switch. And he thinks he's got another one, so he'd rather switch it. And now the Torah tells you, if you switched it, they're both Kadosh. And if you do it, you're over on a love.
That's the obvious
answer. So that's how we explained it then. Okay, let's go. Okay. Add on your meimar. V'ha anan tna, and the Gemara said, "Ha yorei somech umevi et nischav umeimar." You telling me over here, Rav Chanin is in front of Rav, yorei eno somech v'eno meimar. We learned in the Mishnah, right? V'ha anan tna, somech umevi et nischav. Now, be honest with you, I don't got a clue how this Gemara ends off over here. So Amar lei, he says, "Ibchei, switch it around, change it around." In other words, it's not the Mishnah's incorrect. Correct the Mishnah. Huh?
How can you say
Meymar
if he's not allowed to do
Meymar? Why Shalon Shela? Rashi is Shalon Shela? No, he says Apech, switch it around. So he says to him, Amalei, That's what I'm going to box it over here. Lotschich, amale lotschicha. You don't have to mapech. Matnitin, who's our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda? He's not our Mishnah. And we got a brayta that says like this in Tmura, the Tanya Yoresh Somech Yoresh Meimar. That the Tanakama says that he can do that the Yoresh is Somech and the Yoresh is Meimar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eno Somech, Yoresh Eno Meimar.
How can he do Meimar? You said it's Asur.
No, if he did it, it's Chal. You might think that if it was his father's Korban, even if he decided to do Tmura, it wouldn't work. The Mishnah, we wrote this yesterday already, right? At the Mishnah, he can do Meimar. Yesterday, was it yesterday's Mishnah? Or was it Friday? We learned it yesterday, I think.
Yesterday's Mishnah.
Yesterday's Mishnah, right. And my Rabbi Yehuda, so where's the Maitav Rabbi Yehuda? Korbano, velo Korban Aviv. He says there, Korbano, Taka has to be his own Korban, and not his father's Korban. It has to be his Korban. Ve'yalif, and look how he learns, he says, Ve'yalin tchilat hekdesh, misof hekdesh. What is tchilat hekdesh? Look at Rashi here. Tchilat Hekdesh is Tmura. That's the beginning. Why is it the beginning? Because I'm Magdish that, and then I exchange it. So at the very early process of Hekdesh, I'm already doing an exchange. Right? Hashta Kashemaymar Hu Tchilat Haktisha. That's Rashi. It's the beginning of Hekdesh. And what's Sof Hekdesh? Sof Hekdesh is Smicha. Why is it Sof Hekdesh is Smicha? Dema Smicha Ein La Achar Smicha. There's nothing after Smicha. Right? Deksavar Echad Somech LeKulam. Yeah, you see, Rashi's getting consistent here. That one does smicha above everybody. Even if there's a shutfut here, one person does smicha. In other words, that's why straf the smicha. We learned yesterday, tekef le smicha shchita, right? Didn't we learn that yesterday? Or was it in today's stuff coming up? Did we learn yesterday, tekef le smicha shchita? Anybody? Is it coming up today? Maybe I'm confused. Yeah. I was coming up today. Remember, there's a couple of tekefs in the Gemara. One of them is tekef lemayim achronim birkat hamazon. One of them is tekef lesmicha shchita. Immediately afterwards. Tekef. Immediately. So he says, yeah, right. So he says, v'yali tchilat hekdesh means sof hekdesh. So what's sof hekdesh? Sof hekdesh is the smicha. Because from there on it's over, and then you go and shech the animal. Right? So that is how Rabbi Yehuda learned it. So what is... So that is Rabbi Yehuda's limud. What's troubling you, many? Huh? That's Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Rabbanan. So how do Rabbanan in that bright we saw they said they do tmura and they do smicha. Hamer yamir. There's double hamer yamir in the pasuk. And why is it hamer yamir? Rabotra yoresh. And he learns the other way around. It's the Yalif Sof Hekdesh, that's the Smicha, Mitchilat Hekdesh, from the Meimar, from the Haktasha originally. Ma Tchilat Hekdesh, Yoresh Meimar, because we've got the double volume, Hamer Yamir. Av Sof Hekdesh, Yoresh Somech. So it depends in which way we go. So now the Gemara says like this, V'ha Rabban, and Hai Korbano. Right? Ha Korbano, my Avdilei. Mavdele, what do they do with the pasuk korbano? Because we learned the korban l'rabot korban l'smicha. It says korban. Remember, we had korban was written three times, remember? We had three korbano yesterday. We saw the three different korbanos. And we had korban. We had the mi'ut there was. We learned today lo pesach velo maase velo bechor. And then we said, "Cross bachte ela." What did we have it for? We said, "Kra lamedi korbanov lo korban chaveru korban lo korban 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 rabot kol bale korban esmicha." So it says. So now, Rabbanan, my korbano, hi korban, a korbanov lo korbanov et kochavim, which is repeated what we said early on. Korbanov lo korban chaveru korbano rabot kol bale korban esmicha, and the third korban is rabot kol bale korban esmicha. Now let's look at this. Let's revisit the subject we spoke about early on. So now look at the Tosfot over there. You see that it says Rabot Kol Bale Korban Nesmicha. There's no Rashi on this. At this part of the Gemara, there's no Rashi. In either the Rashi here or the Rashi, the main Kitvei Rashi. But the Tosfot says here, Kol Bale Korban Nesmicha lately. No. Let's carry on a second. So he says over here, V'lo Korbano Ve'el Kachavim, V'korbano V'lo Korban Chavero, Korbano L'Rabot Kol Bale Korban Nesmicha. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabot Kol Bale Korban Nesmicha lately. He says he hasn't got that limud, he hasn't learned that limud. So he's got a limud available, right? Because we've got three psukim here, three limudim. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn that limud, then that pasuk is available to learn something else. right? So the first answer would be the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn the korban or the lerabot kol bale korban de smicha, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that that the son can't do tmura and he can't do smicha. Right, he has got it, but he learns itlo oved kochavim chaveru michad kranafka itarulei treikra. There's got two psukim left. The chad korbanov lo korban aviv. So he's got the second limud comes as a miut. Only he knows aviv. V'irachavol kol balei korban esmicha. So he does learn korban esmicha. So now let's see what this kol balei korban esmicha means. So the Tosfot brings here pirusha contras echad somech al yedei kulan. So the veresh tmura peresh per contras the law samche klal. See there starts the stira. Okay, that's that note. It says, svarim korban abor. So it says that basically we got a machloket shittas girsas over here. Right? And the bottom line is that tzadik dalid seems to be the place that we'll find some sort of. Honestly, I didn't look into this in too much detail yet. I looked at this Tosfot. I didn't actually think that there was such a controversy around it. But halara, that tzaddik, is it tzaddik Aleph or Bet that they're referring to there?
Aleph.
Take that Aleph. Let's see very quickly if we can find anything on take that Amud Aleph. Which refers to it. Yeah, further Gemara. Tarabanan, Korbano, Lerabot, Kol, Bale, Korban, Nesmicha. Okay, we'll quickly turn tomorrow's daf. Sheyachov, Alodinu, Mat, Nufesh. Okay, so let's see, there's a Rashi there. Sheyachov, Sheye, Haichad, Somech, Lekola, Chaverim. See the Rashi there in the regular Rashi, not the Kippur Rashi, the regular Rashi. Sheye, Haichad, Somech, Lekola, Chaverim. One guy. Valodinu, right? So he says, Valodinu. Right, the kav chomer umat nufash nitravta b'shchutin nitmata b'chovrin smichas lo nitravta b'shchutin eldin shenitmaet b'chovrin. I was a chabur. You shouldn't be able to do it all together. Right, she'ain kulam tchichim la'anif el echad me'anif al kulam. Udo b'chovrin she'her kulam tchichim la'anif nufash b'shchutin bein b'shalom etzim bein b'shalom yireh. Okay, so basically, you know what? As is, we leave this till tomorrow, and we'll come back to tomorrow chaval because we're going to get into tomorrow's daf. But let's just remember we've got an open subject over here. On the issue of chabura, if how it works with the smicha. Okay, so we'll get on to it tomorrow.
We have with the elders.
With the elders, we haven't got a problem with the elders. Wow.
Every elder had to put in his hand.
You talk, yeah, but there each elder was bringing the Quran for himself. So you saying that's like a chabura. Interesting. I didn't say. Saying with the par halem davar, all the skanim had to do smicha, and really they were shutafim in the Quran. And they all had to do it. Okay, why don't they point one of the why don't they point the Av Beit Din to do it for them, the Rosh Sanhedrin? Or one of them to be a Shaliach on his behalf? That's a good point. We'll see it. We'll see it tomorrow, please. I apologize, I got sidetracked, let's care. So now we asked on Rabbanan, now we got Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, ha hamer yamir my abid lay, because we saw Rabbanan say that we've got the rabot that Yoresh the Ben can do your smicha, because we've got tmura, because we've got hamer yamir, the double valued hamer yamir. And if hamer yamir is also a son, how's Rabbi Yehuda who says that a son can't do smicha? How does he learn hamer yamir? Mi bayda rabot la isha. So here we are, he needs it to include a woman, his wife. The Tanya, we got a bright lefi shekol ha'inyan kulo enu medaber b'lashon zachar. The whole parsha here is written in lashon zachar. Look at Rashi there, Kitvaya Rashi, kol ha'inyan shel tmura. Right? Now if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here, the very end of Rabbeinu Gershom is b'lashon zachar. Dichtiv v'lo yachlifenu v'lo ketiv v'lo tachlifenu. He brings the example actually of why it's written in lashon zachar. So it says, Ma sofen rabban isha. How do we then include the isha? Tamud omar hamer yamir. Look at Rashi there. Ma sofen rabban isha. Achar she sofen rabban. We know that in the bottom line is a wife can do a tmura on her husband's korban. So where's the makor? He says there, it says hamer yamir from the wife. Rashi now the Gemara says, Rabbanan. How do they know that a wife can do it? Because they use Hameri Amer for the son. So it says, Darshemi ve'im. So there the pasuk says, ve'im Hameri Amir. They use the ve'im. So nu, so Rabbi Yehuda, ve'im lo darish. Now what was my question with this Gemara? My question is, our Mishnah, is a Mishnah satum. It's an end of, no names in the Mishnah whatsoever. And it says there, kol korbanot hayachid tunin tzmicha, chutz min habechor, v'hamaser, v'hapesach, v'hayoresh, somech, u'mevi, nesachim, u'meimar. And look at what's our halacha. They go back on Daf Tzadik Bet, Amud Aleph. We've got the dalet there. Hayoresh, somech, u'mevi, nesachim, u'meimar. There's a dalet in Hayde. From halacha, Maamonit Sham, halacha Tet, and Maamonit Perek Aleph, Milchot Tmur, halacha Hay. What's it say this Steve? What's the Rambam's halacha? Wait, you so Rambam paskes the halacha. That is exactly like our Mishnah. The Gemara says over here that we don't have to worry about doing an ipuch of changing the city because our Mishnah anyhow is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yoresh. That's there my problem. Hey? Well, at least this problem of mine, do you understand? Right, I'm saying it doesn't mistader, eh? No, Rabbi, what do you say? So I can't work it out. Anyhow, okay, let's carry on. I call somchin, you Mishnah. I call somchin chutz mi chereshot of a katan. Okay, that's standard chereshot of a katan. We'll see one in a second. But we'll be having them got that, right? Uvesuma. And a blind person, v'oved kochavim, and a goy, v'ha'eved, and a slave, v'ashaliach, here again, v'ha'isha, right, and a woman. Doesn't do smicha as a rule. Now, I've got to mention this to you. I think I mentioned this before, but I think you should have gone back along over 30 years. But there was a Mordechai, at the time, it was about 32, 33 years ago, there was a lot of discussion then already about women starting to have aliyahs. Mm-hmm. And there were things, and somebody showed me, there was a Mordechai, how much was a Mordechai, that said that there was a time in the Beit HaMikdash when they gave women, they allowed women to do smicha, to sort of like calm them down. Women being upset, they were excluded from the korbanot, and there's a Mordechai that said that they could let women do smicha. And somebody wanted to say then that smicha then is like having an aliyah today. And therefore, at the end of the day, but if that's what's going to make them happy, there might be a place to let women have aliyahs based on this smicha.
This is one cannot do smicha.
I know. The Mishnah is a con. The Mordechai said that if they can't do it, but there's no real issur in it. Actually find that. You know what? I will check up and come back to you on that. All right. I call someone like that. See, we say, v'smicha shire mitzvah. The Mishnah says, v'smicha is a shire mitzvah. What's a shire mitzvah? Look at Rashi, Akit v'yad Rashi. V'smicha shire mitzvah, de'eno ma'akev kapara. In other words, it's a nice thing to do, but if you didn't do it, the kapara is the good kapara. Now, how do you do smicha al harosh, b'shnei yadayim, says the Mishnah, you do it on the animal's head with two hands. Makom shesomchim shochatim. Now you don't shecht on the head, right? Meaning the place where you did smicha, in other words, where you were physically standing at the time of the smicha, that's where you do shechita. Why? The Mishnah says v'techef. Well, I'm saying why, but it's separate halacha. V'techef lesmicha shechita. That's what I thought was techef lesmicha, and that's the Gemara in Brachot as well. If you look at the Gemara in Brachot Ben Bet, I'm almost pretty sure that it says there as well. Tekef le birka le netzilat yadayim. My machorim birka l'mazon. Please, somebody check it up. Just if anybody is really interested, okay, Robert, Google that. Brachot mem bete. Just check it up. Okay. So Rashi says over here, b'makom shesomchin shochatin, b'oto makom, v'lo yezizena mimkoma. And you don't move from its place until you do shechita. Okay. Now the Gemara says, b'shlo mecheshot v'katan. That's pashu. We understand those three classic. Delav b'nei day aninu, because they haven't got that. So how can they bring a korban? How can they do smicha? Right? Over kochavim nami, we understand over kochavim as well, right? Because b'nei shel somchin. Right, the pasuk they say straight out. Taber b'nei shomat lim Adam ki akriv mikem korban Hashem min abei ma'amin v'akar min atzol min akriv et korbanchem. Who brings a korban? Adam ki akriv mikem, and who's that? That is I'm b'nei shel. V'ein of that kochavim somchim. Ela suma My time at all. Why can a sumer? That's our big kasha here. Why can a sumer, blind person, not do smicha? So Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. There's a machlok between the two of them. They each give a different opinion. The Mishnah said sumer. Yes. Mishnah said the sumer. The second line of the Mishnah, the first word, right? Ve'ein of the kochem ela sumer my time. Lo Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Chad Amar Atya smicha smicha mizikne ha'eda. So here we are, Ellen. There's your point, right? If we learn smicha, where do we learn smicha from? Smicha is learned from the Ziknei Ha'eda, right? The Skenim. And look at Rashi, the Kitvei Rashi. Lav Sumni Ninu. They weren't blind. You couldn't be a member of the Eda of the Sanhedrin if you were blind. Kaminu Sanhedrin, Mekish Rivim Lenagaim V'od. Kishen Shabaitin Menukanim B'tzedekach Menukanim Mimum. Dichtiv Kalecha V'erati Umim Enbach. Right? They had to be perfect in every sense, physically and psychologically. And etc. And therefore, they if Ada smicha, we learn from Ada, you have to behave like members who could qualify for the Ada, and that was the one opinion. V'chad amar atya smicha smicha mi olat riya, and the other one, we don't know who it was. He learns his limudia from olat riya. What's olat riya? The bayis smicha, because there in the olat riya, that's the korban that you bring when you come to the Beit HaMikdash and the Shlosh Regalim. Hatam sumin lo, and there a blind person doesn't do it. Dichtiv yira'e, right? That you have to. It's the limud there of ri'ah from C. Va'amrinan aval sumin lo, right? And we got a limud over there. Sumin lo. So if it's from ri'ah, the whole makor of smicha, then you wouldn't learn it there. So Gemara says, my time lo yalif min zikna. So now, uleman the yalif, the shita changes the amar to the yalif. Uleman the yalif, the one who learns from olat ri'ah. My time lo yalif means zikne ha'eda. What's his reason? Why has he got a separate one? They're doing the same thing. He says, Danin yachim yachim v'dan yachim yitzibur. He says, because the korban re'iyah, the eda is a tzibur, right? And he wants to learn, yeah, we're doing smicha of a korban yachid. The olat re'iyah was a korban yachid. So you prefer learning it from yachid, from a korban yachid. Uleman yalif min zikne ha'eda, my time lo yalif min olat re'iyah. So now the other way around. He says, Danin midi dichtiv bei smicha begufei. Remember, olatria is right. Lafuke olatria. He wants to learn it from a pasuk of a korban which has mentioned smicha in it, because he says lafuke olatria. It's pasuk olatria. The gufa miolat nedava gemara. Because in olatria there isn't a mention of smicha. We learn in olatria that you must do smicha from an olat nedava. And olat nedava, there there's written smicha, and we learn in a binyan av across it olatria, right? Look at the Kibbutz Rashi. The Amulat Nedava Gamar. The Lo Ketiv Smicha Ele Bolat Nedava. Tichtiv Samachia Do Arosh Haola. V'chol Hatchalat VaYikra says Rashi. There's a whole beginning of VaYikra who Baolat Nedava. Tichtiv Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem. Adam Ki Yakriv is a person who wants to. Mashmeim Yirtze Lakriv. Right. So it's not a chova. It's only a Nedava, and there it is written, and therefore he prefers learning it from Ada, where it mentions in the pasuk itself. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ava. Right, Tana was learning from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ava, telling Vayakrevet Haola. Right, the pasuk Vayakrevet Haola Vayaseya Kamishpat. So he says, what's Mishpat? Kmishpat Olat Nedava. He made Olat Chova Shetuna Smicha. Okay, so we see that's the Makor. It's in the book Rashi Vayaseya Kamishpat. Olat Chova Ketiv. It's only Olat Chova. ויהי ביום השמיני ויהי עולת חובה הייתה דכתיב קח לך עגל ומכה לחטאת ויהי לו התמים וכתיב בסמיך את תמי. Hold on, is that a קשיה? יקוף מנת נדב וגמר דתני תנא גמר ויצחק ויעקב את העולה ויעשה כמשפט, כמשפט עולת נדבה. אומרת עולת חובה. We learned on עולת חובה from the din of נדבה. Okay. Right, okay, in the Mishnah carries on now. ואישה, והעבד והשליח ואישה. Right, that those three are don't do smicha. Tarabaran, yado velo yad avdo. We've got again the pasuk yado. Now, I'll be honest with you, I battled to find the makorah. Actually, Conan, I don't know where the makor is. Because even though I saw here in the notes that he brings the makor, Agra is bringing the makor, the pasuk, it's pasuk to the Gemara that this word yado is written three times. Did you find the Gemara in Brachot, by the way?
I didn't.
Okay. It says that yado v'lo yad avdo, yado v'lo yad shlucho, yado v'lo yad ishto. So there are three times it's learned. Our Gemara only brings the first pasuk there, v'samach yado arosh ha'olah, v'nirtze lo lechaper alav. Right? Brings the one. Rashi doesn't bring anything. If you look at the notes here, he says there, Torah Rabbanan Gavei Smicha, says, Al Korban Shalom Ne'emar B'Torah Los Pamim, Vayikra Gimel, Bet Chet and Yud Gimel. Now, if you saw yesterday, we learned, we had, I think we had the Chet. We had Chet, we learned Chet. That's all. And that is, V'samach Yadu Arosh Korbano, V'shachat Livnei, Ohem O'ev Zarku Ben Arun Et Damo Al Mizbeach Saviv. All the psukim which we learned before don't tie up with these three psukim. But anyhow, those seem to be the three psukim, so it's mentioned three times. Each one comes as a different mi'ut. So Gemara says, Kol Hai Lavi, why didn't all three? This isn't a tshicha, we need three. Why? Because Ikra Rachman Echad, if we learned it once, Haba Mina Limuta Eved. Would it say that the Eved is mu'at? Why? The Lav Bar Mitzvah. Right? Aval Shaliach, the Bar Mitzvah. Because the Shaliach is a Bar Mitzvah, and we say all the time, Ushlucho Shel Adam Kemoto. We said, Eimer Ismoch, what's the problem? And let's be honest. If I'd asked anybody, including myself, this morning before we started the Shir, can a Shaliach do Smicha? Everybody here would have said yes. I think, right? It would have been a fair assumption. Why can't a Shaliach do Smicha? Like I said, he can marry your wife for you. Well, he can marry your wife on behalf of you. Why can't he do Smicha? It just seems pashut. So we never did miut. And if we only had the first two psuki, we would have said the love kagufa damia, right? We would have said eved, and the shaliach is not you. Aval ishto the kagufa damia emat ismach. Therefore, tshicha, we need them all. Okay, that's what we need all three. Look at that Rashi de shlucho. The Rashi kitvay had Rashi de shlucho about 12 lines down. Shlucho shli shel kamoto afin v'sachim v'shachato kol kar dat yishel from psachim. Because it says there that the whole of Am Yisrael, right, the whole kahal does the shechita. So everyone does shechita. Ela bikan sheshlucho shel adam kemoto. That's proper.
Other people being doing smicha for somebody, as opposed to a wife doing it for herself or never doing it for his.
No, you can't have shlichut in smicha. There's no shlichut.
This is the way you can't have a wife do it for her husband, but can a wife who brings can bring a korban? Can she do it for herself?
It seems not, because we just didn't hear that a woman can't do smicha.
I know, but it's all, the explanation is all in the context of relation to the husband's korban.
Now, where's the husband's korban here?
What?
A kol somchin, chutz mechesh ulev katan v'sumim v'ovid kochavim, v'ev v'shliach v'isha. Why we spoke the husband's korban? That was in the previous mishnah, we spoke about the yoresh, and we spoke about the meimar, with regards to the yoresh, we had a limud there that the wife can do it.
Aval ishto,
That's the Hava Amina. Therefore, we might have thought. Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. You're saying that a woman. You're saying the reference is to her husband's korban. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Isha here seems to be implying on her husband's korban. You mean isn't even the Hava Amina that's her own korban she could do smicha on? The Hava Amina only begins on her husband's korban.
So how come all these people bring karbanot if they can't do smicha and they can't do shliach?
Could we just do shari mitzvah? It's a market.
That's the point that means that we're talking about all these people doing it for
themselves,
the Jewish man, not for themselves.
It seems like that. I call chutz mi cheresh. Why would a cheresh not bring it for himself?
What's the reference to
shlucho? Why would a shote?
I'm
arguing with you. I'm saying, but cheresh. Why would a cheresh not bring it for himself?
That's my cheresh.
Why would a shote not for itself? Why would a kat not for? Why would a suma not for itself? So I agree with you. Oved kochavim might want to bring it. It might be a eved kanani, and he's a chatzi, whatever he thinks he's a Jew, and he wants to bring a korban, and maybe it's a shaliach and a isha. Accept it. Shaliach and Aisha, you're saying, are in two separate categories now, that those are speaking on behalf of Shaliach is definitely not for himself. Shaliach, by definition, is not for himself. So that's obvious. The question now is, you're saying, is Isha a hang on, like a carry on to Shaliach, or is it Isha in her own right? That's the question, right? Good question. I don't know. Any comment over there anywhere? Any,
the translation seems referring to, say, so, his wife was like his own self.
No, that's the Gemara now. That's the Hava Amina. Accept that. So the Hava Amina is that why would we think that a wife could bring it? Because I would say no. Since a husband can bring for his own korban, and a wife is like the husband, and the husband can, therefore the wife also can. That's how I would explain that limud.
The translation here of Ema Tismok is, I would say that she can lean for him.
Wow. Yeah, even here it says it. You know what I'm saying? She's to any yachura li smoch yadu shluch yishmoch avuro. Wow, I don't understand it. Moshe yachura li smoch al korban. Here, look, here it says even more in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it's even more than that. It says, Eimet yismoch emor she yachura li smoch al korban bala. Even it's much more clearer than yours, what you're saying. Wow. Dana. I wouldn't have picked that up that we discuss in Isha. I don't understand why we've got to say that. Look, the brighter. I'll tell you what's going on. I don't think that the Mishnah it personally is talking about that. The brighter, if you look at the brighter of Tanu Rabbanan, right? Yado v'lo yad avdo. Yado v'lo yad shlucho. Yado v'lo yad ishto. The brighter seems to be speaking about his korban as opposed to her korban. I don't know if that's the Mishnah, to be honest with you. I'm a bit confused now. The Mishnah seems to be implying each one, except for the Shaliach. The bride that we brought brings that Yado, Yado, Yado. That's Pasha, we speak about his Korban. And then the Gemara asks on the brighter, Kol Hani Lameli. Why do we need them all? And then we say Tzricha, and there we say Eimet Tismach, therefore she could on his. Because the brighter is discussing his. But in terms of whether it is on her Korban itself? Well, I don't know. Okay, that's a good question.
Tosfos
says
to address it.
No, well, that's that same question. Tosfos says, lo nafke ishto. Tismoch korban bala, bala damya. So Tosfos saying is that it's pashut that a woman can't do smicha. Tosfos actually seems to be actually making that point. That right. The Mishnah and the bright, you know what, it's worthwhile looking at this Tosfos. Look at Tosfos a second. Tosfos said like, I want to force my interpretation. I think Tosfos saying like this. Yadov lo yad ishto. The Tosfot here, Yadov lo yad ishto. See that Tosfot there? In the middle of the Amud. Yeah. It says, Mehadich tiv b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael. Lemeutei nashim mismicha. Therefore, women are excluded from smicha. And that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, woman. Straightforward, without reference to husband. Isha. Right? He says, however, lo nafke ishto. He says women aren't excluded necessarily. Why? The hava amina tismoch bekorban bala the kayad bala damia because ishto kegufo. In other words, our Mishnah says that a woman can't do smicha, but that's only on her own korban. But maybe she can do smicha on her husband's korban because ishto kegufo. Right? That's in there, right? V'im tomar v'lameli krali mutenashi mismicha. Says why in the pasuk the mitzvah and the mitzvot asesh as man grama. Tosfos says maybe we don't need a pasuk at all because women automatically excluded from mitzvot asesh as man grama. So the question is it a mitzvah asesh as man grama or not? Right? Im tekef l'smicha shchita doraita. Because we said a second ago tekef smicha. Tekef means as soon as you do it, you're gonna do it. That means it's a mitzvah asesh as man grama. What's the grama? As soon as you do smicha, you're not gonna do shchita. So it seems to be like time bound. Okay. Could the amar perikul absurdi? The afilu samach besof halayla imi l'tzmicha ra'il na tekef la'amud ha'shachar tzarich lishchot adayin l'atamid tchila. So the bar kolim l'atamid. Ota be'ed megillah kol hayom kasher l'tzmicha. So he seems to be saying here that there is some sort of like time-bound story over here. But then he sort of knocks it out. He says shelo yeh the bar kolim l'atamid. Od na be'ed megillah kol hayom kasher l'tzmicha l'shchita. So if kol hayom is kasher l'tzmicha l'shchita, there's no longer time-bound. Right? The Darish Begumar Dichtiv Bayom Zivchem Ve'it Kishmicha Leshchita Dichtiv Veshachat Vesamach. Okay. So, Ayan Tosfot Kiddushin Dirami Magalu V'chalukad V'yashuv Al Kush Yazu. So, the question is that when it say the whole day is kosher smicha and not the whole night, is that a mitzvah Shesh Hazman Grammar? It's only a day and not night? Maybe it is a mitzvah Shesh Hazman Grammar? Or maybe it's a Dechia? So if you look at the question, look at the mem there of Mishnah Shas, because it's not so pashut, it's amazing. They say, "Yan Tosfot Kiddushin Amid Vav." We've all learned this. Kiddushin, we all remember this, obviously, right? Tiramach Hakbalot Vechulei Katvu Yishuv Al Kushiyazu. There's got a Yishuv on this Kushiya. So it's not pashut, whatever the story. But anyhow, I think that we can see from here there's definitely a distinction between our Mishnah, which is speaking about Isha, Good point. Okay, well, thank you for bringing it up. All right. Okay, well, Puliyot is that if a person's got a korban and needs smicha and now he dies, and his wife says, listen, I want my husband to get proper kapara, so I'll do the smicha for him. Maybe in a case like this, it's not a problem. There's no tzniut problem. Tzniut is just women wandering around the Beit HaMikdash. But if a wife comes in, so that's exactly that Mordechai that I was talking about, right? That women don't do. Why don't women get aliyahs? It also says not so new for women to be up on the bima. But maybe the times it's not so, but it's a problem. Okay. But
it was a busha for a man, for a woman to get the
busha.
Does the Gemara talk about that?
Okay. Wait. We're getting out of our depth here. Let's carry on. Okay. No. The question here was the Mishnah referring, are we always speaking about the korban of her husband?
Okay.
And not the wife's korban? And I think it's clear now that the Mishnah is speaking about a woman as a rule can't do smicha, and many brought the reason there because not tsanua. The Brite discusses what? Okay, I'm saying, and the Brite is talking about if a husband had died and left the korban, could the woman do the mapia? If we never had this extra limb pasuk here, the Gemara asked the question, why do we have to have korban all three times? We had to have it three times because we might have thought, if they did it twice, that a woman can at least do smicha for her husband's korban.
She can stand over the line and do smicha in there.
Outside. She could stand outside. There's so many ways to get around it. Okay, smicha shire mitzvah. Let's carry on. Tarabana. Right, so we said smicha shire mitzvah. Right, and what is shire mitzvah? We said there that it is loma akev. Look at Rashi, shelo samach. Right? Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here. The fourth line of Rabbeinu Gershom. Shire mitzvah. V'lo asa ma'ale alav ki'ilu lo chiper v'chiper. Da'ikar kapara b'dam ketiv. See that? We'll see in a second. There's a concept of kiper v'lo kiper. He says the ikar kiper over here is, Baron Gershom says, the dam. And if it does the blood work properly, that's all what's important. The smicha doesn't ma'akev. Anyhow, we get the brightest like a samach. The pasuk that we bring over here says, v'samach yado al rosh ha'ola. So he has ritzui, right? There's kapara. Remember we learned zvachim, we battled with that word ritzui? Remember, we had at the very beginning of zvachim. We're trying to understand what ritzui is. It's pasha, the ritzui is kapara, right? Now it seems to be so clear to us, right? It wasn't so clear then, right? V'samach v'nirtza, v'chismicha v'chaperet. See, the Gemara says, nirtza is kapara. What, v'chismicha v'chaperet? V'alo ein kapara lebedam. Isn't it only when you do the sprinkling of the dam, etc., there's we get kapara? The blood is kapara. And you see, the Rabbeinu Gershom said, we don't ma'ale alav kilo chiper velo chiper, because it's the dam. Kiper, what does it mean, ma'ale alav kilo lo chiper vechiper? Look at Rashi, kilo lo chiper mina muchar. Vechiper kapara koldu. A kol should the kapara b'dam. So it's not the best, but nonetheless, you got kapara. Right? V'tanya gabay tnufa, ki agam, and with similar idea we've got with regard to tnufa, waving. Le tnufa le chaper, because also there's the passage, v'chi tnufa le chaperet, and the tnufa does kapara. V'alo ain kapara ele badam, the same idea. Shneimar, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper, ele lomar lecha, ashim asa le tnufa, shara mitzvah, maria lav kakadim, gilu lakubir, v'chi per. Same idea. So tnufa and smicha all go together. At the end of the day, what's important here is the kapara of the blood. That's it. Okay, now, we said in the Mishnah, ala rosh, you do smicha on the rosh. Tarabanan, yado ala rosh, velo yado ala tzavar, and not on the neck. Rashi says, yeah, the neck being tachat hagaron, beneath the throat. Okay, he's saying over here. Yado ala rosh, because again, we got the word yado three times, we got three psukim. Yado ala rosh, lo yado ala gabayim. Gabayim, says Rashi over here, Agabaim gabo shel behema, the back of the animal. Yado ala rosh, on his head, velo yado ala chaze, on his chest. Why do you need all the three of these psukim to us? He said, Shich, we didn't want. Ikat ha-rachman achad, even under some one. Look at the shita mekubetet, the chad, hava amine. He says, hava, we were added in, hava amine, what? Lemute tzavar, we would have said, obviously you can't do smicha on the neck, why? Delo kai bahadei rosho. Look at Rashi, yeah? Delo kai bahare rosho, shipua rosho keneged rosho. Right? So he says over here, that basically we want the in the line with the head. And it's not in line with the head. Right? We would have said the law, we would have said Dimote Tsavar, Aval Gabo, the Kalare, which is law. When we say law, we means law memait, right? Don't exclude it. In other words, you would allow the head, you would allow it to do it on the back. Right? Aval Gabo would be good. Shikh in the past. We ask me now how to try. Only had the two psak, not the third one. Mishum de law itra bedit nufa, we would have said that the back, which is not, you don't do tnufa, but chazeh, the itch of added tnufa, we would have said the back and the neck, right? You don't do tnufa with the back of the animal, but chazeh you do. Therefore, maybe you wouldn't have to be might. You could do smicha on the of the chazeh of the animal. Therefore, tshicha, we have the third pasuk that you can't do any of those.
You're actually using the same word double time, using it for one yodov.
No, I think. It's just like we had earlier on korbano, and we couldn't. And the Gemara only brought one pasuk. I think the idea here is that there are three pasukim.
To be even so, you're still using it.
Each time it says yado, each time it says yado, it's teaching us a different thing. Why do they mention it three times? Because you say yado once.
No, but I'm saying.
Why do we say rosho three times?
You're saying
Yadov
Velo
Yadshlucho.
Use it before.
Yadov ala Rosh. Velo Yadov ala Tzavar. The Pasuk says Yadov ala Rosh. Pasuk says Yadov al HaRosh.
Are we using the same word for the same...
No, so that's I think that the Pasuk here, look at the Pasuk. It says V'samach Yadov al Rosh HaOla. So we're definitely discussing Yad, we're discussing Rosh. Right? And it's in the Gemara season standard that Rosh is mentioned three times. Now again, this is my same that we had earlier on with the thing here. Look in the Nazis, do they bring a Makor here? See, but Pitu Yizem Ophia Pamim Rabot Bepasha Ola, Bepasha Shlamim Bepasha Chatat. See, it's not one. It's mentioned a number of times. Why does the Torah keep on saying Rosho, Rosho, Rosho? We know Rosho. Saying Rosho is the one time is for Rosho. The second time is not Gabo. The second, third time is not for Chazeh. The second time is not for what was it? We had Gav, Chazeh, and Savar. It's three that's mentioned multiple times. Because why keep on repeating Rosh, Rosh, Rosh? No, it's not Yadav. It's Rosh, Rosh, Rosh. That's what he's saying. It's Yado ala Rosh, v'lo ala Tzavar. Yado ala Rosh, v'lo ala Gabayim. Yado ala Rosh, v'lo ala Chazeh.
The Rosh,
right. So according to Lavidi, why do you need Rosh so many times? Okay. Now if you put your hands on its side, right? Now what? Look at Rashi there. Not on the Rosh, but on the sides, like on his temples. Right? Toshma, we're going to brighter. They tell you, Ava, Biria, Rabbi Ezra, Yaakov, Yado Arosho, Velo Yado Alatstadin. See that? It says again, Yado Arosho. Rosho, 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 Rosho. By Rabbi Yirmi, it's got a kasha. Mitlit ma'u shetachutz. If you wrap your hands up, look at Rashi there, mitlit. He says there, if you wrap your hands up in a cloth, im karach mitlit al yado, you put your hands on a cloth and you then put your, you don't want to touch the animal. Maybe you're allergic to the fair hair or something, right? So he says, Toshma, vivad shelot he damar chutzeitz. The writer tells us that you can do smicha as long as there's no chatzitza bein ola bein azevach. Between the animal. We saw the Mishnah said, well, you have to have two hands. Where do we know we have to have two hands? Right? So Amar Esh Lakish, Amar Kra. The Pasuk is Samach Aron et Shtei Yadav. Now Yadav, you see how it's written there? It's written without the Yud. Ketiv Yado. Uchtiv Shtei. So it's written, right? It's written Yado, but then it says Shtei Yado. Shtei Yado, which means Shtei Yadav. We just say Yadav. So he says, Zebana Av, this is the Binyan Av. Makom Shnei Mayado. This is Reish Lakish. It's an amazing Gemara, this, by the way, for so many reasons. But look at this. It says, Makom Shnei Mayado. So Reish Lakish says, right? Reish Lakish says, every time that it's written Shtei Yadav, it's a Binyan Av, right? Sheirei Kan Shtayim, Ad Sheferet Lecha Katuv Achat. So if it says Yadav, right, it means two. And as the Torah tells you, Yado Achat. Okay, one hand. Azal Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar wandered around now with this limud that he learned from Reish Lakish. Amra Leishmai to Bebei Midrasha. He said in the Bebei Midrasha, look at this. Velo Amra Mishmei de Reish Lakish. Because it's a kol ha'omer davar b'shem omro. Maybe Gula Olam, right? It's a big schar, big schut to say something in someone else's name. Shamar Resh Lakish Ve'ikpar. Resh Lakish was pretty upset about this. And he's running around saying his chidush and not mentioning him, giving him the, I don't know if it was the kabul that he wanted, but at least he wanted maybe the gula, I don't know. Right? So now, you see that, I read that as Amarle. If you look at the Rashi, it's not Amarle. Look at Rashi there. See that Rashi there? Shamar Resh Lakish Delo Amra Mishmei. You see that Rashi? You're looking at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi there. Ve'otivle. See, Otivlei, he was makshe, he was asked in a kasher way, right? He asked him like, Ihu gufei, says Rashi, he himself, Resh Lakish himself, was Otivlei, right? He says to him, Isak adatach yador mash betray. He says, Isak adatach, if you, right, Rabbi Lazar, think that every time, kol heched dichtiv yador tarte ninu, so then, because he's running around now saying this massive chidush, you know, we're acting in Resh Lakish's kavod, but he's saying it wrong. He says, every time that says yador, it's two, and it says one. He says, twice, it means two hands. Right? Why does it say yadav yadav? He brought 24 psukim in the Torah where it says yadav yadav with a yud. Right? Look at Rashi there. Amai lo ketiv yado. Places where it says yadav yadav, where according to your the vort that he'd given earlier, it should have just said yado because it meant two, right? The Gemara brings a few examples. Yadav to Vienna, right? Look at that passage over there. It's yadav Vienna etasha Hashem etachelav yachazir yivienna etachazir lanif ototva. It says yadav should have just said yado, two hands. It says yadav, yadav rav lo, right? Because otli yudav yomishma Hashem kol yudav elamot to Vienna yadav rav lo to the brocha. There from Moshe, right? Sikeret Yadav, that was with the Yosef, right? With the brochas, right? Sikeret Yadav, so with Ephraim Menashe, right? Yeah, so it was, yeah, but he moved his hand and Yosef tried to switch them back, right? Mm-hmm. So Sikeret Yadav Ishtik, Rabbi Lazar was stumped. Levatar, look at the Levatar, the Nachna Date, when Resh Lakish calmed down, right? So Amarle, hit Rabbi Lazar. Ma taima, lo taimeli, yadav desmicha gamri. He says, you had a good answer, Rabbi Lazar. You should have just simply said to me, I asked you all these 24 kashas. You should have said to me, Rabbi Shlakazi, what's your problem? All these examples you're bringing me are not from smicha. Your chidush was only about smicha. Look in the regular Rashi. The regular Rashi, not the Kitbayad Rashi. Desmicha gamri. Right? Look there, he says, de mashma trei. In smicha, it means two when it says yadav. V'ha lo ashkachan yadav malei de smicha. We don't find the word yadav used in its full word with a yud in smicha. So that's why these other 24 places you're asking me aren't about smicha. So why didn't he says why didn't he answer him that? So the Gemara says b'smicha nami kativ v'yismoch et yadav alav ayetzaveyu. He was scared to answer him that because even in smicha. There's a word yadav. So if he had just said only smicha, then Rosh Hashanah could have come back to him and said, ah, then yadav is also in smicha, right? So what is that yadav there? That's a kasha now in the Gemara. So how come it does say yadav? According to Resh Lakish, it shouldn't say yadav, it should just be without a yud. He says, no, that's smicha de behema kamri. Look at the regular Rashi there as well. Smicha de behema kamri. De ko makom shnemar yado mash metrei. When it comes to the person, when we're discussing the gavra, we say yadav. But here on the animal, it says, Ve'yismoch et yadav alav vayetzavayu. On the animal, that's not, there can be written with a full yadav. So anyway, we're talking to with you. You must put your hands, but yeah, it's the animal being spoken about. Put your hands on the animal. It seems to be like that. I don't know. Okay. Now, we said over here, makom she somchin shochatin, in the same place where you, how are we doing for time here? Okay, 2 minutes. Right, umakom she somchin shochatin. We finished the Mishnah, right? If it takes with the shechita, so Maika, what can I do? Umakom she somchin shochatin. Why? She take a smicha shechita.